think there is a moral panic somewhere for people, because I get it personally myself, where people have misconstrued the whole Black Lives Matter movement to be black anti-white racism, you name it, and there is a moral panic somewhere. And we saw that, or we witnessed that, at the last council meeting, where the Black Lives Matter in Kent was labeled, the people were, you know, bunch of lynch mobs, as were, you know. So there is that moral panic that people are not understanding the arguments. People are not understanding why people are protesting. People are not understanding the issue that are at stake here, or what systemic injustice is all about. And perhaps because they never experienced it themselves, so it's difficult for them to comprehend or to empathize or to be in that other person's shoes, to understand what that person's plight or what that person's experience. So because they haven't experienced it, people are quick to dismiss it, like, oh, this lot are a bunch of troublemakers, they're lynch mobs, and the rest of it, and not actually fully understanding what the argument is and what the fight is actually about. And I've heard all kinds of comments, and if people actually take time to listen to what is really driving this, and what's the ask, I think maybe, you know, and put a bit of empathy into it, maybe we will have a better, because at the end of the day, it's not just for the Black people, it's for all lives. When one life matter, all lives matter, you know, because if the system is right, it will affect everybody. Do you know what I mean? I work, you know, I do independent monitoring board at the prison, you know, because I see injustice every now and then, you know, in the prison system, you know. But that's not just for the Black folks, it's for everybody. But if certain issues are tackled, automatically there will be a ripple effect that will affect everybody else. And this is what people are not really thinking about, or really contemplating what the real arguments are when we are talking about systemic injustice, that, you know, if we have a just system, it's going to benefit all.